Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. It's always good to be here on a Wednesday, guest hosting on the Real Side Radio on the Salem Radio Network and GCN across the fruited plain. 70 radio stations plus, what, thousands, Cody, on satellite? I don't know. We're all over the place. And if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, please, you can do so this next hour. I'm going to be talking about several different things, but I'd love to hear from you and what your thoughts are. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. We'll get you in line, and just make sure that whatever it is that you're going to be talking about is interesting. Now, something that is very interesting to me, and the whole discussion that is happening right now with the COVID-19 lockdowns and how it's impacting people. And I'm not just talking about financially or psychologically, but I'm also starting to become really concerned about what we're starting to see happening right now with the assault on our liberty, on our freedom. The fact of the matter is that outside of a few major cities, the numbers are relatively low compared to the population for a pandemic. Yet the absolutely hard fist that has been smashing on American businesses by the local, state, and federal governments are causing people to literally starve. We've got business owners throughout the country that haven't had any income now going on for 3 months. And there's a reality to that. And the fact is that most people, 80% of the population, don't have more than 3 to 6 months savings to live on. That's a hard reality, and it stinks. But it is a reality. And when state employment, unemployment checks are not being sent out to those that are trying to apply, many can't apply because the phones are never picked up, the emails and the websites are crashing in big states. People are in trouble. People are in big, big trouble to the point where they're unable to pay for food to put on their family's tables. Case in point. Dallas, Texas, which is surprising to me. I'm hearing these stories coming out of Texas. Shelley Luther is a Dallas hair salon owner who opened in violation of the governor's executive order, and she was just sentenced to 7 days in jail for civil criminal contempt of court and fined thousands of dollars, $1,000 a day, $7,000. This is for a person that is basically starving alive and doesn't have food to put on their family's tables. Judge Eric Moy, I think is his name, Moya, asked Luther if she would make a statement admitting she was wrong and selfish. This is the judge. Listen here.
That you now see the error of your ways and understand that the society cannot function where one's own belief in a concept of liberty permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials. That you owe an apology to the elected officials whom you disrespected by flagrantly ignoring and in one case defiling their orders, which you now know obviously apply to you. That you understand that the proper way...
I'm just going to go back to this in just a minute here. Defiling the public orders of those people that know better. The sanctimony that is spewing out of this judge's mouth, that is getting paid $158,000 a year. His job is okay. And this poor woman just wants to open her business to put food on her kids' table.
Way in which in an ordered society to engage concerns which you may have had is to hire a lawyer and advocate for change, an exception or an amendment to laws that you find offensive, that you publicly state that this is the way that citizens in this state should behave, and that you represent to this court that you will today cease operation of your salon and not reopen until after further orders of the government permit you to do so. This court will consider the payment of a fine in lieu of the incarceration which you've demonstrated that you have so clearly earned. Is there anything that you would like to say?
Okay, so basically, you've earned this fine because you've defied the court orders of those people that know better than you. You don't have the mental ability to have safe distancing in your salon. You don't have the ability to give people masks and Purell. So it is incumbent upon me, Judge Moya, getting paid $158,000 a year, to ask you if you apologize and admit that you were wrong and agree to close your salon until it's allowed to open. And you know what Shelley Luther came back with and said?
Let's see.
Judge, I would like to say that I have much respect for this court and laws. And that I've never been in this position before, and it's not some place that I want to be. But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish, because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please...
We're going to talk about this more after the break. Here, Dave Sussman at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. This is incredible what we're seeing happening right now across the country. I'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%. The lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. You can give us a phone call here at Real Side Radio. Get on the show and have 70 radio stations play your voice across the fruited plain on the GCN Salem Radio Network. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Dave Sussman, your host, guest host tonight of In for Joe, and it's always a pleasure to be sitting in for Joe because, quite frankly, it's one of the greatest audiences out there and one of the smartest as well. You can find me at Whiskey Politics. Just find us on, well, all of your platforms, YouTube and Instagram, Facebook, Whiskey Politics, and you can find all of our shows and interviews that we do. It's always a pleasure bringing those to you. We're getting those up every few days as well for you. Before the break, I was talking about liberty. I was talking about freedom. I was talking about how what we're looking at right now in pertaining to how the COVID-19 has essentially, for many people in this country, for many people, and I hate to say this, I think for many people it's down party lines. Liberals, classic liberals, progressives, communists, socialists are only too happy to walk step in step with every single word that their local, federal, state governments are saying to them. And I'm not suggesting that people on the right, all people on the right, are ignoring that. But the people on the left seem to feel as if no matter what, how the stories change every single day, you don't need to wear a mask. You can come to Chinatown. You should go out and enjoy restaurants in New York City. And now all of a sudden things change that everybody is just doing like watching a ping pong contest right now, following the different rules. And what it has done is it has profoundly damaged the economy of this and every other country around the world. We are in an economic crisis which rivals now, forget about 2008, we're talking 1929. And the reality is that small business owners are taking the brunt. Because most small business owners are not getting their payment protection program stimulus checks. You know, this like $300 billion on the first tranche, $300 billion on the second tranche. There's 30 million businesses in the United States. And most of them are not getting any kind of stimulus. So they've been closed down for going on 3 months now, where most small retail shops, restaurants, dry cleaners, gyms, beauty salons are literally week to week. In most cases, most of those smaller businesses have enough cash on hand to survive 2 weeks. That's a majority of restaurants and small businesses. Many of them have enough to last a month. But you have to keep the doors open. You have to keep money circulating through the business. And when there's no money circulating through the business, and there's no unemployment because you can't get through to your local state, there's no PPP, payment protection program, stimulus programs coming down from the government to get through to you, because the banks are just been absolutely deluged. And the SBA just can't process all of this, and many of these companies are just getting pushed to the back of a line of hundreds of thousands of businesses at each bank. What do you do? Well, as I just played for the break, if you have your own business, such as Shelley Luther, who has a salon, a hair salon in Dallas, Texas, she needed money just so that her and her employees can buy groceries, for crying out loud. And she decided to open her salon with safety measures, and Judge Eric Moya tried to push Shelley Luther into apologizing, and this is his words, for defying officials, and she refused. She said that she's trying to feed her kids. That Judge Moya was... by the way, who is this guy, Judge Moya, before we play this? This is a guy that was a member of the Dallas ACLU. Tells you everything you need to know. And by the way, who cut the judge's hair recently? I'm just wondering. Let's play Shelley Luther's response to the $1,000 a day, 7-day jail time.
Let's see.
Judge, I would like to say that I have much respect for this court and laws. And that I've never been in this position before. And it's not some place that I want to be. But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish. Because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry. Because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
Let's see.
This is bravery. This woman is willing to go to jail with a tyrannical judge in what happened, Texas? The red state of freedom. I just had lost one of my best friends to Dallas, Texas. Been friends with him since I was 15. He just moved out there. What is going on in Texas that you can have a judge that is going to essentially use the hammer of oppression to take away this woman's liberty when what she is trying to do in a state where Target, Walmart, Home Depot are all open for business and she can't have a hair salon with safety measures implemented without going to jail for 7 days and $7,000 in fines? She is a business owner. What are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen? What happened to the United States of America? This is tyrannical. Yeah, I'm upset. I'm a small business advocate outside of what I do in the media. 30 million businesses that represent something along the lines of two-thirds of all those people that are employed in the United States are small businesses. They are the lifeblood of our economy. And you've got an ACLU liberal judge getting paid $158,000 a year, shutting down. What is she trying to do? The pot dispensaries apparently are open. That's okay. The liquor stores are open. Those are okay. You're not going to get sick in Home Depot. But you're going to get sick at a beauty salon? Give me a break. We'll be right back after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe at Real Side Radio.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the world loosens their lockdowns against the coronavirus, health experts are expressing dread over what they say is an all but certain wave of death and infections. Columbia University Dr. Ian Lipkin says we're risking a backslide that would be intolerable. President Trump was asked if deaths are on the horizon.
We have to be warriors. We can't keep our country closed down for years, and we have to do something.
Coronavirus cases have continued to rise steadily in many places like Iowa and Missouri since governors began reopening. The president also says he's not dismantling the coronavirus task force.
We'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. It is always a pleasure being with everybody out there on the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. And you can give us a phone call. We will be taking your calls, 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. You can also find us at therealside.com. And you can find me at Whiskey Politics. Just YouTube and Facebook and Apple Podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe, and if you're listening to us on any of your podcast applications, give us a 5-star rating. That way others can find us, and please subscribe to us on YouTube at Whiskey Politics. So one of the things that I have been very much focused on over the past several years has been our constitutional rights for freedom of speech. And this is something that I'm just going to say this. When we're talking about freedom of speech, we're talking about the First Amendment. And the First Amendment is, in absolutely every way, unimpeachable. It is the First Amendment for a reason. It is what differentiates Americans from many other countries around the world. You should be able to say what you want to say. Yes, granted, you can't go into the movie theater and have the proverbial fire. I got that. But we communicate in a way which is profoundly different. Every single year there is a new social media app that people are learning or trying to learn or hearing about if you don't care. Facebook and Twitter being the granddaddies of how so many people communicate with each other today. And even if you're not active on Twitter, even if you're not active on Facebook, the reality is if you're old school and you watch network news every night, much of what you are hearing coming out of the spokesholes' mouths stems directly from social media. Even if you're not on Twitter, you've heard about the blue check marks. These are the verified people on Twitter with a blue check mark next to them that Twitter has deemed as being of some renown. And people have interest in what they have to say. They could be a politician, they could be an actor, they could be an academic, a sports figure, whatever it may be. But the way that journalists get news today, and what you hear on the CBS evening news, even if you're not on social media, comes directly from the bowels of Twitter and Facebook. And lazy journalists, not all, but many are, will take information that they've learned on Twitter from those folks that they're following, and it's a very incestuous group of blue check marks who comment, who chat with each other in public, and the news that they promulgate rises to the top of your evening broadcast, even if it isn't worthy. Now, a lot of people suggest that, and do you remember Bernard Goldberg? Bernard Goldberg was the ex-CBS news guy. He wrote a couple of great books I remember reading in the early 2000s. The first one I remember was Bias. It's almost 20 years old now. And Bernard Goldberg, he had, in that book Bias, he talked about the fact that he doesn't think that there is some group that sits down and says, all right, let's figure out how to attack Republicans. It doesn't, he said that it didn't work quite like that back in the 2000s. What he said is that their echo chamber and their groupthink, the cocktail party circuit of the newsrooms, where they all essentially think and feel the same, because that is their life, they don't think of themselves as biased leftists. They think of themselves as down the middle, mainstream, because everybody else is just like them. Of course, most of those people never step outside west of the Hudson to see the rest of the country and hear what other people have to say. But when we're talking about bias on social media, Facebook and Twitter have determined that they themselves are going to crack down on what they see as misinformation. They do not want Facebook or Twitter to decide elections. And we know this because just a couple of weeks ago, Facebook assisted in Democrats in shutting down our Bill of Rights. There's an article up on American Thinker by Daniel John Sobieski. He says, topping the list of assaults on our constitutional freedoms is the war on our right to speak freely and assemble peacefully as governors warn their citizens to stay safe, stay home, and shut up. Joining them is the social media giant Facebook, which in its general censorship of conservative thought and opinion has now decreed that using their platform to communicate complaints about the government overreach during the Wuhan virus crisis and to organize protests against said overreach violates Facebook's Alice in Wonderland community standards. We know that Facebook is working with state governments across the United States to tamp down organized protests that violate stay-at-home orders during the coronavirus pandemic, according to the new reports. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan reported that the social media website has removed promotion of anti-quarantine events in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska after consultation with state governments. He also said Facebook would take down posts created through Facebook Events feature that promotes events in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska, and other Facebook posts, including Facebook groups about the protest, might not be removed. So, what are they doing? We know that Facebook is a quote-unquote platform, correct? And the difference between a platform and, let's say, a publisher is that Facebook themselves does not write content, does not promulgate its own editorial or its own reports. That as a platform, it is for you and I and everybody else to put up pictures of their food, to put pictures up of their kids, to talk with their friends, and yes, to talk politics. And a lot of people do talk politics on Facebook. The question is, when Facebook starts to come in and arbitrarily determine who can and who cannot post articles that they may or may not disagree with, doesn't that in fact now turn them into, from said platform, to now a publisher? And if in fact that they are a publisher, doesn't that open the doors to having a discussion regarding whether or not they should be FCC compliant? And who then are the arbiters of what can and cannot be said? Facebook themselves. Well, Facebook themselves have just determined today's news that they are naming 20 people to its quote-unquote, this is their term, Supreme Court for Content Moderation. I'm going to repeat this. Facebook just named 20 people to its quote-unquote Supreme Court for Content Moderation. They are going to determine through this gilded group of individuals that they have determined meet the level of qualification that one should have to determine who can and who can't have free speech. And there's 20 of them. And after the break, I'm going to go through who these people are around the world. Many of them are academics, and many of them are the exact people that should be nowhere, anywhere close determining what you can and cannot say under your ability under the Constitution, afforded by the Constitution under the First Amendment. Does this scare you? It certainly scares me, because when we could say, well, you just don't use Facebook. The problem is that I don't need to use Facebook or Twitter, and the stuff that they're putting on the news is still telling me what Facebook and Twitter are allowing. It isn't just Facebook and Twitter. It's the fact that the blue check marks are going to promulgate the news that you and I are going to hear offline. This is a complete control grab by the tech titans. We'll be back after the break.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina of Real Side. And you can find us at realside.com. And, of course, you can always give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. And before the break, I was going off on a little bit of a rant, and I didn't have my earphones on, and I didn't hear the bumper music. So thank you, Cody. What I was talking about is the fact that Facebook, you know, again, I'm going to repeat this because it's important to understand. Whether you are on Facebook, active on Facebook, on Twitter, an active member on Twitter, it doesn't make a difference. The news that you or I are receiving today, most of that is promulgated by journalists who get their information from social media. The blue check marks, the verifieds, if you will, are talking with each other. It's a very incestuous group. Going back to what Bernard Goldberg said in his book, Bias, they don't think they're biased because they all think the same. Of course, they're all leftists. And so when we start to hear that much of our news comes from Facebook and Twitter, and the reporters are all talking with each other, the question comes down to, well, who is it that is determining what you can and cannot read and learn and see on Facebook or Twitter? And the fact is, the tech titans are slamming on our constitutional right to free speech.
They have determined what you can and cannot read and hear. If there is a protest and it's going to be discussed on Facebook, Facebook is now going to be taking that down. Now, as I mentioned right before the break, it gets even scarier because today the Facebook Supreme Court, they named 20 people to its Supreme Court for content moderation. And let me just say this, when I go through some of these names that I have in here regarding who has been appointed by the tech titan of tech titans, Facebook, you're going to be sick. They have packed this Supreme Court with anti-Trump, progressive figures. The list was released with the 20 members of what they call the Oversight Board. It's what it is essentially is a semi independent body that Facebook is going to be using and giving them the power to decide whether content banned by Facebook stays banned or is restored on appeal. Now, some of the members that are on here include the former editor-in-chief of The Guardian and a human rights expert who is part of George Soros' Open Society Project. Now, it's being called the Facebook Supreme Court. The idea of this didn't originally come from Facebook themselves. Do you remember the Harvard Law professor? What was his name? Noah Feldman. Noah Feldman, he was one of the liberal academics that the Democrats called as a witness during the impeachment trial. He looked like he was from the 1800s. He could have been a central casting from Peaky Blinders. And he decided that this was an idea and hatched this idea, and for some reason, Facebook thought this was absolutely fantastic. The 20 members announced by Facebook today include progressive, left-wing, and mainstream media figures who have been highly critical of President Trump. Alan Rusbridger, formerly editor-in-chief of The Guardian, the UK's leading left-wing newspaper, his appointment to Facebook's oversight board, the Supreme Court, and lack of any figures from conservative media has drawn massive condemnation from the conservative parties, the members of parliament in the United Kingdom. They're furious about this. It's like getting Michael Moore on the board. Think about that. Damian Green, he's a member of parliament and a member of the UK Parliament's Committee on Culture, Media and Sport, said that Facebook fails miserably to provide confidence in its political balance. Well, wait a minute. If they're providing political balance, does that mean that they are in fact now a publisher? Or are they just still a platform and fall through the cracks of FCC compliance, taxes, and everything else that is required of that? Alan Rusbridger says, globally, Facebook is much more important than any newspaper or broadcaster, so it has a consequent responsibility to demonstrate it is open to a range of views. Think about what we're talking about here. You know, this is a group of people that hate the president. Alan Rusbridger, he said, how an obstruction of justice case may be shaping up against the president? Please, please. He used the prayer hands. Please. We want an obstruction of justice case against this president to remove him. Please. And this is the man that's going to determine that you can, if you get kicked off of Facebook or you have some post taken down and you appeal it, he's going to determine whether or not your appeal stands or can be turned over. This guy. The oversight board also includes Nicholas Sizor, who once said he, quote-unquote, loved an article comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler. By the way, for reasons unknown, according to Breitbart, Souza has this author blocked on Twitter. This is the Breitbart guy who wrote this about this as well. And he also said, I love this. Teen Vogue versus Trump. American Vogue versus Hitler. This is Nicholas Cesar. Again, comparing the President of the United States to Hitler. They called George W. Bush Hitler in the early 2000s. Remember that one as well? Now he's apparently everybody's hero. Other members of the Oversight Board include Helle Thorning-Schmidt, former Prime Minister of Denmark for the left-wing Social Democratic Party. Afia Aswante Asari-Kayi, who is a human rights expert who is part of the George Soros Open Society Network. Pamela Karlan, who worked in the Civil Rights Division of President Obama's Justice Department. And Evelyn Aswad, who served as Director of Human Rights in Hillary Clinton's State Department. This is incredible, folks. You know what we're looking at here? We are looking at everything that has happened thus far in the past few months of COVID. As disastrous as it has been and tragic as it has been for the tens of thousands of families that have lost loved ones, it's abhorrent to me. It's horrible. But why are we so willing to give up our constitutional rights to our betters, whether they are your local, state, or federal politicians, or unelected bureaucrats, or the tech titans that are giving us the crumbs of allowing us to enjoy memes and what we each eat, if you post that kind of stuff, to give up our constitutional rights to the First Amendment? There are no major Trump-supporting figures in Facebook's list of oversight board members. The closest thing that they have is a Cato Institute guy, which is funded by Koch Industries. He apparently is a never-Trumper, by the way. Okay? And who did we have here from Cato Institute? Don't have his name in front of me right this second. I'll come up with it here in just a sec. But, again, never Trumper. Okay? And so, John Samples, that's his name. John Samples. And essentially, by being a member of the Koch-funded Cato Institute, and I think Cato has done some good work over the years. They lean very libertarian for most part, but this guy is a big-time never Trumper. So he hates Trump. And the rest of these people think Trump is Hitler. Do you trust them? Do you trust them to determine what you should and shouldn't be allowed to say on social media? I don't. And if you do, are you just willing to give up your constitutional rights so easily because Facebook has determined what should and shouldn't be said because they are smarter than you? Is that what it is? You think that these people are so much smarter than you. They went to the right schools. They hang out with the right people at the right cocktail circuits. That they themselves should determine what you can and can't say. How long is it going to be before you get to the part where they say what you can and can't think? Because that is what freedom of speech is all about. It's voicing your thoughts. Or are we going to be at a point where totalitarian regimes like China and Russia are now going to be essentially what we're living under in the United States? I don't know about you. This is really scary stuff. After the break, we're going to be talking COVID. We have a brilliant doctor, Simone Gold, joining us to talk about the reality of what we're seeing here. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.